1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 그림의 상황에 어울리는 것을 고르세요.
1.
Excuse me, I'm ready to order.
Sure, what have you decided on? 2.
I have a terrible headache and a fever.
Let me check your throat and chest. Take a deep breath and let it out. 3.
Excuse me, can I have something to drink?
Certainly. What would you like to drink? 4.
May I help you with something?
No thanks. I'm just browsing. 5.
Oh, we ran out of sugar.
I'll drop by a supermarket on the way back home.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 가장 먼저 찾아갈 장소를 고르세요.
Hey Mike, where are you going?
To the discount store.
Isn't that store on the way to City Hall? I'm going to the bank next to City Hall, so I can give you a ride.
Thanks for offering, Anna. But I have to stop at the library first to return some books. Do you mind if I do that?
No, of course not. I'm not in a hurry.
Thanks. You're an angel.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하고 있는 일로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Welcome to Mario and Lisa's cooking show. Today, we are going to make pancakes for breakfast.
Yes, we are. First, let's put all the ingredients into a big bowl. What's next, Mario?
We will stir all the ingredients until they are mixed. Lisa, could you grease the frying pan and preheat it on low heat?
Okay. The frying pan's greased. What's next?
Now, we will pour the mixture into the frying pan.
How long do we have to wait until we flip it over?
Until it bubbles on top.
Wow, it's bubbling up already. Let's flip it over.
Lisa, doesn't it look delicious? Let's pour some syrup on top and enjoy it.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 찾아온 이유를 고르세요.
Jane, are you free this afternoon?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm having a garage sale this coming Saturday. I was wondering if you could give me a hand?
Garage sale? What will you be selling?
I'm going to sell my old bike, clothes, books, and other things that we don't need any longer.
You know you can't make much money having a garage sale.
I know, but I'm not doing this just to make money. I want to teach my son about responsibility with money.
What a good idea. How can I help you?
You can start by putting up posters around the neighborhood.
Sure, no problem.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 토요일에 한 일을 고르세요.
Hi, Jennifer. You look different today. Is that a new dress you're wearing?
No, I bought this dress last summer. Maybe it's my hair. I had it trimmed on Saturday to go to visit my parents. Sunday was their 30th wedding anniversary, and there was a big party.
You must have had a good time with your folks.
Not really. As you know, I have to take a ferry to go to my parents' place.
That's right.
There was no ferry service over the weekend because of a storm.
So you couldn't even go?
No, I couldn't. Now I'm going to the post office to mail this present to them since I missed the party.
6번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화의 끝부분에 나타난 여자의 심정으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Hello, ma'am. You violated Road Traffic Regulation 45. You drove through a red light. Let me see your driver's license, please.
I'm so sorry, officer, but I couldn't help it.
You must follow the rules all the time for your safety and others.
I understand that 100%, but this time was different. I passed through the red light to avoid an accident.
What do you mean?
There was a car coming up close behind me at a high speed. If I had stopped suddenly when the light turned red, I would have been hit by the car.
You should slow down to stop when the light turns yellow before red. That's what the yellow light is for.
I know, but everybody passes it and...
I'll give you a warning this time, but don't let it happen again.
No, I won't. Thank you, sir.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화의 장소로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
I'd like to close my account here.
Would you mind if I ask why?
Not at all. My family is moving to another city, so we're leaving here next week.
Which city are you moving to?
Daejeon. In fact, we're supposed to come back in a year.
Well, if that's the case, I would recommend that you continue to use the same account in Daejeon. We have about 20 branches there, and you will not have any trouble using it.
I'm glad to hear that. Can I use the ATM to withdraw money without an extra service charge there?
Sure. We don't charge for transactions between branches.
That's good, too.
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to have this prescription filled.
Sure, let me see it. Are you allergic to any particular medicine?
I'm not sure, but I don't think I have an allergy.
Take these tablets 3 times a day, 30 minutes after each meal.
Can I have them with tea or milk?
No, with water only. Otherwise, they won't work well. Also, apply this ointment to the bruise under your hair after shampooing every morning.
Thanks. By the way, I drive a long way to and from work every day. Will these make me feel sleepy?
No, you don't have to worry about it.
9번입니다. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 대한 광고인지 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Run in your spare time at your own speed and with privacy. Do you want to stay fit and in shape? I have the answer. You can now enjoy exercising in your own house whether it snows or rains. I can guarantee you will have a slimmer and fitter body just by pushing a button and running. Don't hesitate. Call 080-234-7000 right now. If you order today, we will give you a free tracksuit. Don't miss this fantastic offer.
10번입니다. 다음을 듣고 여자가 고민하는 내용을 고르세요.
This afternoon, I had the most terrible swimming class of my life. Our teacher tried to teach us how to swim today, but I was afraid of going into the swimming pool. It's because when I was 9, I nearly drowned. Since then, I have given up learning how to swim. However, I couldn't avoid it today. I tried my best to float, but I just couldn't do it. I was so jealous of Maria, who did the butterfly with confidence. My teacher told me to practice every day. I'm so worried about the next swimming class, I won't be able to fall asleep tonight. I'd like three tickets for Dancer's Love, please.
We have some seats available in the third row and some in the second row from the back.
We prefer seats in the third row. How much are they?
$7 each. But if you have one of these membership cards, we can give a $2 discount to the cardholder.
Great! Two of us have ABC Telecom memberships, but one of us doesn't.
Okay. Two tickets at the discounted price and one at regular price. May I see the cards and your IDs, please?
Here you are.
12번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 터미널에 도착해야 하는 시간을 고르세요.
Thank you for calling Atlantic Bus Terminal. How may I help you?
I was wondering when the first bus leaves for New York.
From Monday to Friday, it leaves at 9 a.m. And on weekends, the first bus is at 8 a.m.
Are there any weekend seats available?
Definitely. Which day would you like?
This Saturday, the first bus.
Can I have your name and contact number?
My name is Eugene Kim, and my number is 230-0730.
Thank you. Please make sure that you arrive at the terminal at least 30 minutes before the departure time.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
13번입니다. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하는 것을 고르세요.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. I hope you are having a pleasant ride with our Pacific Airlines Flight 823 to Tokyo. We took off from Incheon International Airport at 8 this morning, and we are to arrive at Tokyo International Airport at 9:30 a.m. The weather in Tokyo is currently sunny without clouds. Make sure to fasten your seatbelt for your safety while seated. I hope you continue to have a good time with Pacific Airlines and that you enjoy the rest of your trip. Thank you.
14번입니다. 다음을 듣고 영화나 연극 공연에 관한 정보를 얻기 위해서 눌러야 할 번호를 고르세요.
Hello, and welcome to City Life, your first source for what's going on around the city. For information about art galleries and museums, press 1. For information about movies and theater events, press 2. For information about children's events, press 3. For information about other events, press 4. If you would like to speak to a City Life representative, please stay on the line. To repeat this message, please press 0. Thank you for calling City Life. Enjoy your day.
15번입니다. 안내 방송을 듣고 오늘 오후에 있을 일을 고르세요.
There will be a fire drill at 2:30 this afternoon. When the fire alarm rings, you'll need to stop whatever you're doing and walk to the nearest fire exit. Don't try to finish whatever you're working on. Don't stop to get your stuff. Just head for the fire exit. Do not take the elevator. Using an elevator while there's a fire in a building is very dangerous. The purpose of today's drill is to evacuate the building and gather at the playground as quickly and safely as possible. Next month, we'll invite a fire brigade to give us a lecture about how to use firefighting equipment and put out fires. You know, this time of the year is the worst time for fires.
How
do I look?
Terrific! It looks perfect on you.
Thank you. Could you pick out a tie that would go well with this dress shirt?
Sure. How about this? This purple tie and the dress shirt you chose are an ideal match, I think. Fancy meeting you here. How have you been?
Fine. You look like you've lost a few pounds.
Thanks. I'm working out a lot and watching what I eat.
Yeah, you look really great.
That's nice of you to say so.
Actually, I'm on my way to see a movie. Come join me if you're free this afternoon.
I'd love to, but I have an appointment in half an hour. Can I take a rain check?
Sure.
18번과 19번은 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 18번입니다.
Hi, Sarah. I heard you got the top score on the final exam. You are the best of the best. Congratulations!
Don't flatter me so much.
Have you decided which university you want to go to?
Yeah, I really want to go to Stanford.
Why Stanford?
That university has new dormitories and gives a lot of scholarships. What attracted me the most is the quality of the courses they offer.
What will you major in?
19번입니다.
What's wrong? You look under the weather.
I just heard some bad news from my father. My uncle is very sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. But he looked healthy 2 months ago when I saw him in the supermarket. What happened?
It started with a bad cough.
He didn't go to see a doctor?
No, he left it until he could hardly breathe. Then he finally went to the hospital. He was fully examined and was told he had lung cancer.
Oh, no! I can't believe it! Did he smoke?
Yes. He's been smoking for more than 30 years, and I think that caused his problem.
20번입니다. 다음을 듣고 이 상황에서 민수가 했을 말로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Minsu made a phone call to his classmate Sujin for some help. Sujin's mother answered the phone and she said Sujin was out. She also said that she didn't have any idea when she would come back. To make things worse, Sujin's cell phone was broken. Minsu really needed Sujin's help to finish his homework, which was due the next day. Minsu asked Sujin's mother to have her call him back as soon as she got home. In that case, what did Minsu say to Sujin's mother?